held you in my arms, I felt a strange sensation. Waiting to receive light. Who in their right mind would believe a man had returned from the dead?
You've been living in a shadow.
The upper lot has produced a ton of cool spots with construction speculation, like the Waterworld Q or even the Mel's Diner Q. This location here is actually kind of the next generation of a short-lived location we'll talk about. But one other location produced a maze like My Bloody Valentine, which is extremely underappreciated. And even the original icon La Llorona had her two mazes in this location. And of course, I'm talking about Shrek 4D, man. Shrek 4D, short-lived HHN location, but it produced a lot of cool mazes. So let's take a look and see what the ogre brought us for HHN. Here we go. 2007. Excuse me. 2007. Freddy's Nightmare, filmed by Dan Harkness. Again, shouting them out. They're on the bottom, so you can look up all their channels or who films this. But this was, this is dope. Had like a police warning before you walked in. This was another cool thing. She was cool. Delivering the lines. The bastard son of 100 maniacs. Freddy's origin story. I mean, this is all really dope. Like, him coming through. And so now if you're listening to the podcast, we've made our way through a kind of like the nurse's station, and now we're in a hallway. Security guard Freddy just popped out at us. We can see the guard station. We're in the hospital, like, and now the hallway is kind of morphing into like what would appear to be the hallway of a home. OG Freddy's popping out of one of the hallway doors. You know, this was one of those things, too, back, you know, in 07 and 08. You got to remember, man, like, this was revolutionary for me as far as a haunted house. Like, holy smokes, I cannot believe this is happening. Very, like, never forget your first HHN. One thing about this location, I will say right now, is a lot of the video is very dark. Like, now we're in the boiler room, and Freddy's, like, popping out in a boiler, and you wouldn't really know it. Necessarily. Like, that's wild. The Roach Motel scene, man. This was wild, because this was like the first time the cockroach lady. Very dope. And then B, the guy had like a hand burst out of him, and the gluttony girl. I know in 2008 there was a chef ready. I don't know if he is in this 07 house. Like, this was a house too. You can see on his camera, like, he's getting sprayed. And now you got the drug addict drug addict Freddy. And then the glove has like a light on it. That's dope. Super dope. Looked like almost like a nurse Freddy there. You have like those nuns or nurses statues. Now we're like going back into the insane asylum motif. Like we've come full circle, and you kind of got that on the back end if you're watching the video of those statues. Not all of them obviously are statues. This room was wild because you had him. His hand glowed. You had like the effects again, like compared to some of the things they've done like in the recent years, that's nothing. But in 2007, I'm telling you, this in particular, the boiler room, man, like this had the haze, him popping out, like the devil Freddy, the nurse again with baby Freddy, like they were in your face too, and like that was some good stuff. This Shrek, although it was only 07 to 12, I believe, it really, you know, it's a bummer they stopped using this spot, because you really had this right here for a finale too. Him fucking leaping out of the stroller, giant oversized stroller. I love listening to this podcast, not to be braggadocious, but it just reminds me so much of like our hunt season podcasts, and getting to like, it's almost like getting to relive HHN, remembering going through these. There's always one at the Shrek queue who would pop out. It's very much a very common tradition. She like knows he's coming. Sometimes there'd be more than one. Now we go to Home Sweet Hell. The facade isn't the hospital or the asylum. It's 1428 Elm, but it's been all boarded up and forbode on. Again, in the early years, A, videotaping this is hard. So shout out to YouTube user Skellington15 for doing his best at recording this thing. And it was different. Like, we're in the house. We're in 1428. Instead of the mental hospital and that nurse. He's actually getting yelled at for filming. And so with that, he's got it down so he doesn't get his phone confiscated, which is never a good thing. He's trying his best to capture footage. They used to be a lot stricter in Hollywood about that type of thing than what it's become. The later HHNs, the better the footage. And so really, as you can see, this, the footage is not great here. What we're really walking towards is, or through, is a best of Elm Street. And a lot of what was in that first maze is still in this maze. Like the Roach Motel is still here. Let's see if we can get a clearer picture of where we're at. Body bags. So we're in the high school. Yep, there you can see the lockers there. So instead of that boiler room hallway, the nun statues are now in the high school hallway. And Body Bag Tina was a character that came out at the end of the high school hallway and scared you. And like the character design, all of that was really super dope. These first two mazes, like, they kill it. Now we're going into, like, the nursery. And I don't remember... Or if we're going to be able to tell in the video if the stroller is in here. I think it is, though. And you can tell he obviously doesn't have his camera up. And there's not like a ton of videos of this either. Like, this was the best one. They got the most footage of the actual house. And I think now we're walking in towards sounds like it may be the boiler room. Boiler room's pretty much... There's Freddy. The boiler room is pretty much identical. Once you get to that part in the maze. You had a lot of the same gags. You had like a guy where Freddy's hand would burst through the chest. Almost like the Alien and Predator mazes. This one also had like a best of Freddy kills. This also, so you're seeing, you just heard him say that was Snake Freddy. So that, the giant Snake Freddy at the end came out and sprayed you. I do remember that. And so, as they walked out again the next year, there were Freddy's still in the exit area. I mean, such an easy scare, man. You just have someone waiting there behind the curtain, and when people are coming, and they're going to be coming through the whole event, jump out and scare them. 2009, filmed by Sharp Productions, My Bloody Valentine, Be Mine Forever. This was a kind of like a pleasant surprise. It was not a maze that necessarily I thought was going to be anything great. And it ended up being pretty good. You like start, you go through the mine... shaft, and there's Henry or Harry, I can't remember. Harry, I think. And you came out through the cave, and you had this chick at the hotel or motel.
She like went right back in, and there's the guy with the pickaxe. When she saw the dude with the camera, she like turned right back around. Transitional hallway, at least, into a motel room or a cabin. So a lot of like your icon from the house, like he's everywhere in this house. Now we're into like another cabin. He didn't stay long enough to see the kill play out, I think. Busting through again. Now we're in like a locker area. Maybe the changing room for the miners. You can like hear his breathing the whole time as part of the sound design too. Made you think that he was like possibly around every corner with the gas mask on. They did the same thing with Michael Myers, and there he is again. Now a bunch of the outfits hanging up. Kind of like the scene in Scream 3. Like, where is he going to be? Is he going to pop out at all? It's more of a dick move that he doesn't even pop out, right? Now you're supposed to be like back in the mine underground. And then Elm Street comes back in 2010. And this time it's based on the Jackie Earle Haley film. And so you entered in through the school, I thought. And then, yeah, there he is. So you start to see like some shadow projections and windows and shit, which adds to the effect. So we've been in three different starting spots. The school, the house, and the asylum, and they all did the same play with the black lit. 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you, and the lights would flicker, and and again. You know, Sharp Productions did a really good job just because all their videos are good. This guy didn't even have a username attached to this video. And maybe Skellington15 again. I don't know. I do not remember this one as distinctly as the 07 and 08 ones. It looks like we are now in the basement. The boiler room.
You know, at least in the podcast, you're like, and there he's coming out from behind some of the boiler room material.
At least on the podcast, you're able to kind of like hear the maze. And when I'm able to describe it, like, you get it. But the video, I apologize. Like, a lot of the next one for sure, at least, will be, I know that it'll be better is because it's based on more recent things.
I will say that the laugh of Freddy Krueger, that Jackie Earl Haley laugh, like his Freddy voice is creepy. In Nancy's room.
Now we're like in 1428 Elm, I'm assuming.
And there is some shadow places. I mean, there's a ton of stuff going on in this maze. Shadow play of the bathtub. Now looks like we're outside. There's the wake up you're bleeding line from the movie.
I'll definitely say that the 2008 to 07 mazes were better than the 2010 maze. And we're back to the school.
Actually, there's a cool effect with Freddy coming behind the chalkboard. I will say, I think I actually like so far the 2008 maze. I am fondest of that maze. I liked it more, while the video wasn't as good, for the sake of this. Going through it, there's Body Bag Tina again. So there's the new take on Body Bag Tina. The 2008 maze, which also had Bonnie Bag Tina, I think I will say was the best one that we've encountered so far. And after you encounter Body Bag Tina, that was kind of a cool look, because you didn't really get a good look at her in the 08 one. Now you're back in the boiler. Freddy aesthetic. Freddy's are just jumping out of everywhere in the boiler room. And that's it. And we're at 2011, La Llorona, Viva Des Almas Perdidas, filmed by James. This was cool because we'll get into scare zones on this show as well. This was like an original scare zone concept that went into, became an original maze. And so you went through the church first, that was dope. And he like went into a crypt, and after the crypt, you went outside, and it was like raining, it felt like it was raining, the effects made it seem like it was raining outside on you, even though it technically wasn't raining on you. It was really like, this was really kind of like, holy smokes at the time. And I know a lot of people, now you're like walking into La Llorona's crypt. And there she is. There's some... It is supposed to be La Llorona with like a skeleton face. Like decrepit. Again, I'm not sure what he is filming right now. This was like the best version of this maze video we could find. Oh, this is where you're seeing the kids in the water. This was wild. You walked across the bridge and you literally saw the dead kids like in the river, so to speak. And yeah, it was just a mind-blowing scene. Now you're in the horse's stable because they had this whole thing about how she was made to have the head of a horse, but what's she done or whatever. You're like in like a decrepit chapel house. I don't think it's the church again. I think it's their home. Tell me that voice is not fucking terrifying. We're definitely in their, you know, in their house. And you had the huge take on the Freddy eating the girl. This time it's La Llorona eating the girl. And a big puppet at the end of a hallway jumping out at you. Like this was, you know, this was at a time too when we were about like, we started to call for an original, and they brought her back in 2012, and this is filmed by Sharp Productions. And this is I was stoked that he went this year just because he always does so well.
So they brought her back for a sequel house. This year she was also in Orlando. I would put her on par, La Llorona, on par with like Bloody Mary on the East Coast as far as icon representation. She's at that level easily on the West Coast. And so this is really a better look at what a lot of the Mays the previous year was, only they added to it. So you get to see some of that in more detail as to what the first year was. But this year did have a significant amount added to it, too. The guys in the church hallway. Statues that weren't statues. And this maze is actually my pick for the best. Look at her, just freaking running at you, top speed. She looked, the character design was a lot better looking. The kids. This is my pick, I will just say, because there's no part two of the Shrek location, because this was the last maze to ever be in it. And so, exact opposite fashion of the Mummy maze location, where that Texas Chainsaw was first and stayed the best throughout. Nothing ever topped it. The last maze in the Shrek queue, I would say, was the best. This one does just beat out the 2008 Nightmare on Elm Street, I think. So see, look at this. This is what that room. A really good look at that room with the river and the kids drowning. And then she came out and got you. And then horse stable, La Llorona here. The sound design of the horses in this stable was terrifying. And there she is. Wild. The security chick's like laughing. It's terrifying shit, man. Hanging pigs everywhere, the sound of flies. There she is, decrepit La Llorona behind her portrait. That was the shirt image, that portrait right there. Now you're like in the kids' room, La Llorona eating the girl again. Wall La Llorona there. It's a scary fucking... It's a scary thing. Another ghoul of a shaker can. And this right here was badass. The giant puppet La Llorona. And that thing. Look at that thing. Like... I haven't seen anything quite like that since the Alien in Alien vs. Predator. And one more. But this was a damn good maze. It's not. It's actually less closer than what I actually thought. Like, this was better than Nightmare on Elm Street by a lot. I was thinking that it was closer than what it was. It wasn't. La Llorona wins the Shrek queue location. Substantial, like, by a lot, man. This was that was a good maze. The puppetry in that maze was really good, and we're following these two all the way through because we know that in this location, which this girl seems like she does not, that even if it's Freddy or if it's La Llorona, there's always going to be somebody behind the curtain. All right. great mazes.